בדיוק פרמישן. So tonight we learn Tfilah. I'd like to go over a paragraph that we added on Tisha B'Av. In this Beit HaKnesset, they added on Mincha on Tisha B'Av. That paragraph is being added as the paragraph that talks about Yerushalayim. Nachem. So since we give permission, I would like to learn the paragraph of Yerushalayim and then the paragraph that we add on Tisha B'Av. So first, on the time, we give permission of Yerushalayim Ircha Berachamim Tashuv. Literally say it three times a day. For your city, Yerushalayim, you please with mercy if you come back. Tishkom mitocha kasher dibata. Not only you should come, also you should dwell. Uvnei ota v'karov yamin b'nan olam. Please build Yerushalayim very quickly in our time. Rechetzei David me'ra yotocha zachin. There are four things that we are requesting. First, you should ask Kadosh to come back to Yerushalayim, then to dwell in Yerushalayim, then to build Yerushalayim, and then to establish the chair of David HaMelech. The bracha right after this is Etzemach David Avdecha Me'arat Asmiach. The plant or the root of David HaMelech, you should please hurry up and grow it. His horn or his light should grow with your redemption. We're hoping for Yeshua. Those two brachot really are together. All together, really, in those two paragraphs, really, what we are requesting really is five things. All together, five things. The paragraph that we add on Mincha, we give permission is added like this, Nachem Hashem Elokim Tavilei Tzion. We ask HaKadosh Baruch Hu to comfort the people that mourn from Tzion, Betavilei Yerushalayim, the people that mourn from Yerushalayim. Betayir HaAvela, also the city that mourns the Chareva that was destroyed, the Abzuya, which embarrassed, ashamed, by Hashemema, deserted. Milcha, yeah, your permission. Avela mivli vaneach. The city is mourning without children. Bachareba mimonotea, destroyed from the houses. Abziyami kvoda, she is embarrassed and ashamed from her respect. Hashemema men Yosef, deserted from nobody's. The city of Yerushalayim is sitting, dwelling, like the head of Yerushalayim, and it means it's the mountain, it's called Har Moriah. Chafui, it means without a cover, it means embarrassed. Kisha kara shalo yada, like a lady, she never had a child. Revalu al igyonot, troops came and deserted her. The Yerushua of Zarim, Goyim came and hurt her. They threw from Israel to a sword. They killed on purpose the Tzadikim. Again, therefore, Tzion the mouth is came. Tzion is crying with bitterness. Yerushalayim is saying, Kolay Yerushalayim is going to raise her voice. Libi, libi, lachalem. My heart on the dead ones. Me'ayim, me'achalem. My inside parts on the bodies that died, Ki Ata Hashem Ba'ish Yitzatan, you are Kadosh Baruch Hu, with the fire, you burn Yerushalayim, you burn your Beit HaMikdash. Ba'ish Atat Yitzatan, the fire you are going to build. Ka'amur, that says in Pasuk, Va'ani Yiyal Nu'um Hashem Chumat Yisabim, Ve'chavol Yitzatan. I'm going to be like a wall of fire around Yerushalayim, and for respect shall dwell inside the city. Baruch Atah Hashem, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, you are the root, Menachem Tzion, Uvonei Yerushalayim. You give comfort to Tzion, and you're going to rebuild Yerushalayim. It's a little bit strange that the paragraph really is nothing about Beit HaMikdash, it's about Yerushalayim. In 18, really the end, what's called Avodah, it's what we say, we want Beit HaMikdash, Vashem Lazi Betecha. But this paragraph that we add on Tisha B'Av, this is about to comfort Yerushalayim, to comfort the people that's mourning in Yerushalayim. It doesn't say anything that Beit HaMikdash was destroyed. We should say, you should mention at least, there's something about Beit HaMikdash. We don't. We say the city is mourning, that the city was destroyed, the city is deserted, the city is crying, Yerushalayim is crying, we are upset over the dead people, so many people died. You are, Kadosh Baruch Hu, going to rebuild Yerushalayim with the fire. And again, it's nothing about Beit HaMikdash, that you do know that the tragedy is Beit HaMikdash. You should at least mention Beit HaMikdash in this paragraph. We don't, we just talk about Yerushalayim, and about the people that died in Yerushalayim. On Tisha B'Av, the Mishnah says five things happen on Tisha B'Av. The first thing says in the Mishnah is the spies came back on Tisha B'Av and they said that the land is not good, and Am Yisrael cried, and HaKadosh Baruch Hu was upset, and HaKadosh Baruch Hu decided to kill the generation in the desert. The second thing and the third is the first and the second Beit HaMikdash were destroyed. Number four, Charash ton ofes arasha et Har HaBayit. The emperor, the Roman emperor, plowed the city. Not the city, the mountain that Beit HaMikdash was on. And number five, Nechava Ha'ir Betar. The Bar Kokhba was, the city was destroyed. Five things. As well, this is the Halakha in the Shulchan Aruch in the Rambam, that five things we have to stay away on Tisha B'Av. Not allowed to eat, not to drink, not allowed to take a shower, to put oil on our body, not allowed to wear shoes. And we have to stay away from our mate, to be by ourselves. Five things. Something comparable, excuse me, to Yom Kippur, of course. But the number five is playing a role here. As the Mishnah said, five bad things happen on Tisha B'Av, and there are five things that are forbidden to do on Tisha B'Av. Of course, if Chachamim would have wanted, they would have said, don't do this, don't do that. No, you can have ten things not to do on Tisha B'Av. But Halakha is only five things are forbidden to do on Tisha B'Av. Really the question is the mourning about Tisha B'Av. The mourning about Tisha B'Av. Again, we do know in the history of the Jewish people a lot of tragedies happen. But this Tisha B'Av is a major Tanit. All the other Tanit that we have besides Yom Kippur, if somebody doesn't feel well, ladies for sure do not have to comply and to complete the fast. But Tisha B'Av is very strict, the Tanit, very strict. Not only is Tisha B'Av strict, it's the Halachot, that is the Shulchan Aruch, and the Gemara, and the Rambam, the certain things are before Tisha B'Av. The Mechaber Shulchan Aruch brings that some people used to fast every day from Shiva Asar B'Tammuz to Tisha B'Av, like a little Ramadan. From Shiva Asar B'Tammuz used to fast every day, eat at night. But again, we have some halachot, the Shulchan Aruch says, for example, as of today, should not have meat and drink wine. As of Sunday, we should not take a haircut, we should not shave. As of Sunday, we should not do a wash, we should not give laundry even to a laundromat, to a Chinaman, to a dry cleaning. See, the halachot is not just halacha in order to do the fast, like all the other fasts, you know, Shabbat, 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 Shabbat. I do the fast, and this is to remember what happened. Besides the mourning part that I'm upset, we see the certain halachot that we add, certain things. It says the day before Tisha B'Av, there's more halachot. It says Tisha B'Av, you cannot study Torah already in the afternoon of the day before Tisha B'Av. The day before Tisha B'Av, the Sudam of Seket, the last meal, you should not have two cooked things together. There's a certain halachot that we don't find it, even not before Yom Kippur. Again, of course, simple explanation means is that we're mourning about the destruction of mainly Beit HaMikdash and then the other things, the tragedies that happened on Tisha B'Av. But again, this is talking about the 2,000 years already. It's not, with all the respect, it's already 2,000 years. I mean, I did it already, it's the last 50 years, the last 100 years, the last 300, 500 years. I mean, with all the respect, it's already became routine. I don't expect the people to continue doing it. I mean, we are almost 2,000 years after the destruction of the Hamikdash. According to our Sam Chachamim, we are more than 2,000 years away. The calendar is not right. And still you mourn about it. There's the power to mourn about it. I mean, you never saw such things. There's no picture to see. There's no video to see. It's just, you know, some books to remember. But again, I mean, it's something very nice that we do, but the question is the power that gives us what to do, and we're still keeping it. Of course, I think I mentioned years before the story of Napoleon. That's it. Never said it here. It's a true story about Napoleon, that when he took Paris, the Goyim came to him and said, the Jews are very upset that you captured Paris. And Napoleon said, what do they want for my life? So the Goyim told Napoleon, go to the Beit HaKnesset. They're all sitting on crying on the floor. So Napoleon came to the Beit HaKnesset in Paris, and he saw all the people on the floor crying. So he asked the people, what's going on? And he said, Beit HaMikdash. So Napoleon said, Beit HaMikdash, what Beit HaMikdash? He says, what Beit HaMikdash? He says, no, it's a story about 1,500 years ago. He says, what 1,500 years ago? You crying now 1,500 years ago? Who are you kidding? He said, yeah, it's true. You can go in all of the Beit HaKnesset and ask. You can go all around the world and ask. It's not in Paris. Go all around the world. And he made an investigation, and he asked some people, and some people knew, and they said, it's true. So Napoleon said, I don't understand it. You never saw Beit HaMikdash. You don't even know what it looked like, and you cry, you sit on the floor and cry. I mean, today in our generation, it's very light. But I remember when I was young, people used to roll on the floor and cry in Beit HaKnesset. Roll on the floor and cry. That's Napoleon did not believe it. He said, it's something that I don't understand. But if you look at yourself, and we look at ourselves, it's really something very surprising that we can do such a thing. I mean, I understand that a person reads it, but it's every year the same story. I mean, it's not like a book that you read. It's a bestseller that you read as a tragedy. You cry the first time. You don't cry every time you read the book. I mean, you cry once. It's a famous story that a lady came to Beit HaKnesset, and then she heard what happened to Korach. The first year she cried. The second year she starts to scream from his last name. He says, Korach, stay away. It's going to happen to you again. I mean, you don't have to be careful. This sounds like a joke. I mean, you can't expect generations after generations to roll on the floor, to sit and cry, Tisha B'Av, Tisha B'Av, Tisha B'Av. I understand, it's a very sad day. I agree. I understand it. But the power that you should have for that. Chas v'shalom la'ayin olachem, chas v'shalom la'ayin olachem, of nobody. Chas v'shalom, somebody, his father, after 120 years died. So you cry the Shiva, you cry the Shiroshi. You don't cry on the old side for the next 50 years, 60 years, every year that the person cries, it doesn't. So the Gemara says that you have made the Shiroshi, the Gemara says that the Kadosh Baruch Hu made that you should forget a dead person. But you don't forget the Hamikdash. You never saw the Hamikdash. What do you sit on the crime that Napoleon agreed? The story ends that Napoleon said, if it's true, and I believe it's true, that that's why you're crying, I'm sure why do you have the Hamikdash? This was a statement of a goy. And after he saw the Jewish people crying on the Shabbat, on something that really was destroyed 1500 years before, he said, this is must be something that you're going to get at the end. This is something really very strange that you can sit down and cry. The question is, what is really the power behind it? What is that thing that we really we mourn, we keep the halachot? Again, is this something close to me, something I saw, so I understand, this is something that I used to visit. I said, we have no understanding, we cannot even imagine what it was. And then when you read the truth of the matter, when you read the Gemara and the Midrash, then I don't say Chas Shalom, but when you read it, then I don't think you should cry. You know, I don't think you should cry. Because the description in the Midrash and the Gemara, it's a horrible description of what people used to do in Tavet HaMikdash. Very, very bad. It's not that everybody was in Bet HaKnesset saying Tehillim, or not that Nebuchadnezzar or Titus Yimach Shemo came in the Tavet HaMikdash. You read the Gemara full of bad scenes between us and HaKadosh Baruch Hu, between us and ourselves. So when you read in the description what he used to do, he used to steal, what he used to, it was unbelievable bad things. And read in the Gemara. Then after you read these pages, so it says that this is what it was. This, Bet HaMikdash HaRishon, you heard Navi, Rabbi Shayahu Navi, Yirmiyahu Navi, Yechezkel Navi, Hoshea, Amos. I said, Tzadikim is sitting in the middle of Yerushalayim and said, listen, I'm warning you, there's a guy coming, his name is Saddam Hussein, he's coming. You better listen. Nobody listen. There's nobody listen. How many times I have to warn you? Crying wolf, I'm telling you, he's coming. I'm warning you. See, the Nevi'im used to make miracles to prove they're right. He says, don't underestimate it. Hashem is upset. Hashem is upset. The descriptions in the Haftarah of Parashat HaShavuot Yishayahu, the whole book of Yirmiyahu, the whole book of Yishayahu, the part of the book of Yechezkel, unbelievable bad things that Am Yisrael committed. Then after you read this, you have to believe in it. Then you understand, okay, fine, now what happened? The destruction. It's a destruction. Good for you. I'm sorry. They warned you. You didn't listen. What is to do? What do you have to cry for? You cry for because you didn't listen? I said, you warned somebody, he says, don't climb on this roof, you're going to fall down. Don't climb, don't run, and he falls down, you're going to cry for him. He says, the man has shalom, something is wrong with him. Again, but when you read the description, and you read the whole thing, it says in the Gemara, it's something unbearable to believe that people used to do it in the time of the Hamikdash. It's even embarrassing to say what they used to do. I'm embarrassed sometimes even to read it. I cannot take what it says in the Gemara and the Midrash. It's unbelievable. And then destruction, and then you say, well, the Hamikdash is destroyed. It's not that it's destroyed. But you think HaKadosh Baruch Hu will leave it HaMikdash for you? After he warned you, and you cry, what do you have to cry? And the question is, what is really that power of this Tisha B'Av? And again, the number five that rolls around the Tisha B'Av. There are five things happen on Tisha B'Av, and there are five things that we have to stay away from on Tisha B'Av. As well, we have also five Ta'aniyot. In our Jewish calendar, if we start, Yom Gedaliah is the first one, and then you have Yom Kippur. Then you have Yom Kippur. And then you have Asara B'Tevet. And then you have Ta'anit Esther. And then you have Shiva Asar B'Tammuz. Amazing! Number five again. Again, you have five Ta'aniyot. This is all the generations, Chachamim came up that you have to fast 5 days in a year. Not six, not four. How did you get it? What is this number five business? Ari says like this. Ari says that we all do know we have five fingers on our right hand, five fingers on our left hand. HaKadosh Baruch Hu could have made us six fingers. Could have made us seven, could have made us four, could have made us five. And it has to be five. If somebody was born with six fingers or with four fingers, and if it's a Kohen, he may not walk in Bet HaMikdash.
But
It's called Baal Mum. It's extra finger. So what? What's wrong with this? It's going to serve God better. Well, it's not. I know personally people who are born with six fingers. I know girl, one or two girls who were born with six fingers. That's it. So you have to do an operation if you want to sell a Beit HaMikdash. She must have five fingers. He can't have six. What's wrong with having six fingers? Of course, you can say it says Hashem made you with five, he should have five. You can be a lefty. You may not walk with your left hand. You can be a lefty. You're allowed to be a lefty. I mean, a Kohen is not allowed to do the Avodah with the left hand. Right. You may be a lefty. So he says like this. And then Israel did the golden calf. Right when he did the golden calf, when Moshe Rabbeinu was coming down the mountain, he saw five dead angels coming down from Shamayim to destroy Am Yisrael. Av, Chema, Ketef, Mashchit, Charon have names. Five. Five angels. Not six again, says Ari, not four. It's the Metam Yuziel says it. This is the Midrash. So number five, really, says Ari, resembled what we call Chamesh Gvurot, bad forces. The bad forces really have a tremendous power. You can't blame Am Yisrael. You can't blame. So of course when you read the script in the Gemara and the Midrash, what happened really on Tisha B'Av, it's bad things. It says very bad things happened to Am Yisrael. And if you read what really caused for those bad things to happen, and you think, you know, they deserve it, Chas V'Shalom. It says, well, they didn't behave. But it's wrong. It's wrong. You should never think like this. Because the truth of the matter is, there are bad forces, five bad forces, they're constantly pushing us to do certain things that the Kabbalah does not approve them. And then we get five punishments. And all of a sudden, the person finds himself being caught in a situation that he doesn't know, how did I do such a thing? He says, this is really the whole secret of the Ta'aniyot, of the fast days. This is the whole secret of Tisha B'Av. This is really the whole secret of our life. If we may say, this is the secret of this universe. Says Ari, of course we do know that according to the Jewish calendar, constantly, Tisha B'Av falls on the same day the Pesach fell. I mean, if you remember this year, for example, Pesach was Wednesday night, and this is every year like this. It's called Azbash. This is how we do the calendar. That constantly Tisha B'Av falls on the first day of Pesach. And Tisha B'Av, that it has to be this way just for our calendar purpose. It means that Tisha B'Av has something to do with Pesach, with the first night of Pesach. And the first night of Pesach was redemption from Mitzrayim. And that's what the Midrash says that we should expect Mashiach on Tisha B'Av. The Midrash says, V'Tisha B'Av nolad Mashiach, what it means is Nishmat Mashiach, the Kadosh Baruch Hu every year gives a boost to the Neshama of the Mashiach to reveal himself. So, see, the Tisha B'Av is a tremendous power, something similar to the first night of Pesach. That's the first night of Pesach that we will redeem from its time. And the reason for this redemption, says Ari, is because of the Ta'anit and because those five things that we stay away on Tisha B'Av. Those five things, says Ari, are always rolling in the same system, just, if we may say, to overcome those five bad forces that's constantly bothering us. And those five tragedies, says Dari, that really happened on Tisha B'Av, this is just a consequence of what those five elements do to us. And they're constantly bothering us. And to overcome, says Dari, it's not that you can ignore it. He says, listen, I don't believe these things. Don't wear shoes with leather. Doesn't matter. Doesn't matter what it is. So it's not something. In time of the Goanim, 900 years ago, they used to see a person on Tisha B'Av walking on the street with leather. They used to come to Beit HaKnesset. They used to do cherem on him. They used to announce to Beit HaKnesset, nobody is allowed to do any business with this guy. Nobody is allowed to invite him to his house. They didn't give him aliyah in Beit HaKnesset. He could not walk in public places, and nobody said hello to him on the street. Just because he was wearing leather shoes on Tisha B'Av. That's how the Goanim put the foot down and said, that's how important it is. The people said, ignore it. They said, okay, fat. Tisha B'Av is a fat. I don't eat. They said, you don't understand. You must complete five things. He says, if you don't do the five, it means you just did half a job. He says, you want to boil water, every 2 minutes you take it off the gas. He says, they're never going to have the tea. He says, Tisha B'Av is not just, I have to fast on Tisha B'Av. Tisha B'Av, what it means is that I want to fix certain things, and I want to overcome those bad forces. What's called Chamisha Gvuot? It says, those bad five fingers that I have on my left hand. And those are the five things that we must do as a Muslim Tisha B'Av in order to overcome this. That he should know this is what the Mishnah said. The Mishnah said five bad things happen on Tisha B'Av, not four, not six, exactly five. That is, he should know that every tragedy has a meaning in those forces. This is really, Zahir said, that we save every day, but we don't emphasize it in Shmoneh Esrei, when we do Shmoneh Esrei every day. There are five requests in those two paragraphs. Again, not less, not more. Because really that redemption that we are expecting only is going to be if we overcome those forces. If we overcome those tragedies that happen because of those five forces. For example, Megillat Echa has five chapters. Not more, not less. Ramiya Navi wrote five chapters. Ravi says, as you all do know, we have Chamisha Chumshei Torah. Five books. Ravi says Ramiya Navi was a spark of Moshe Rabbeinu's neshama. But why five? Why five? Again, says Ravi, it's the same answer. When you find the number five, you know the meaning is that this is something that Rebbe wants you to complete. And this is part of your job on this world. You can't run away from that. And if you read Megillat Echa, and you read those five chapters, it's not five chapters of a story, it's five chapters of mourning. And that Yirmiyahu HaNavi wrote it before the destruction of Beit HaMikdash. And he divides them, those chapters, according to the five tragedies that we had on Tisha B'Av, according to the five things that we have to stay away from Tisha B'Av, and those five things that we really what we have to do. For example, this is like this. Somebody is going to ask us what did happen on Tisha B'Av. He says, Beit HaMikdash was destroyed. He says, it's not exactly the way you said it. It says, Yerushalayim was destroyed as well. It says, the city of God was destroyed. Besides, this, the land of Israel was destroyed. There was no land. Not only was no land, but the people were killed. Not only the people were killed, they said the holy people were killed as well. Five things happened on Tisha B'Av. That this is really something that you have to consider on Tisha B'Av, that you do a fast on Tisha B'Av. So he says it's one thing, fast. If I don't eat, it's one thing. I don't drink is one thing. I don't wear leather shoes is one thing. I says I don't take a shower, I don't put oil on my body is one thing. I stay away from my mate is another thing. I says those things are crucial. It's not that you can ignore it. I says, okay, I do this, I don't do that. I says those things are must in order for us to fulfill our obligations. That's what the Midrash means. If you complete it, if you comply with it and you do it right, then Nishmat Mashiach is going to get born on the night of Tisha B'Av. This is really in our paragraph of Yerushalayim Mircha Berachavim Tashuv. We said Nachem Hashem Etabilotim Tavetav Yerushalayim Alayir on the city on the people, on the land. Don't say anything about the Hamikdash. Even though that this is on Tisha B'Av, the two Beit Hamikdash were destroyed, those two things are part of the five things. You can ask HaKadosh Baruch Hu to comfort you for that. You can't. You can ask HaKadosh Baruch Hu to comfort you on the city, on the people, but you can't expect HaKadosh Baruch Hu to comfort you on Beit HaMikdash. It says, on the Tefillah, on Tisha B'Av, this Beit HaKnesset is on Mincha. It says, we ask HaKadosh Baruch Hu for comfort. It says, please, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, please comfort us. But you can't comfort on Beit HaMikdash. Beit HaMikdash says, Dari, this is the highest level. And this highest level, this has nothing to do with us, HaKadosh Baruch Hu. HaKadosh Baruch Hu has to do it. It's not like this, that we think that, you know, this is a tragedy. The tragedy is that Beit HaMikdash was destroyed. But we, as we say every day in Tefillah, in Atzei Hashem, Machon Lishivtecha Pa'alta Hashem Mikdash Adonai Konu Yadecha. It says there's a Mikdash upstairs as well. And there's a Beit HaMikdash upstairs, and this Beit HaMikdash upstairs is just straight up from Beit HaMikdash downstairs. And the minute that the Goyim came downstairs, says Dari, if we may say that those ministers that represent those Goyim went upstairs also in that Beit HaMikdash, the holiest of the holiest upstairs as well. So then you can ask HaKadosh Baruch Hu, comfort me, comfort me. They said, comfort me on what? I said, Beit HaMikdash. He said, they don't understand. The destruction of Beit HaMikdash downstairs, what it did also, that upstairs also Beit HaMikdash was destroyed, semi destroyed, you may say. He says, you can't talk about, let him comfort me. He says, you have to comfort him. He says, the destruction really was not just the Beit HaMikdash downstairs. He says, there's no Eretz upstairs, there's no Yerushalayim upstairs, there's Beit HaMikdash upstairs. And the Beit HaMikdash upstairs also was semi destroyed by the Goyim that entered. So again, this is the power, you should know, the power of the Goyim that we have today, that you have to fight the Goyim. This is because the problem is that they are inside Beit HaMikdash upstairs. And just to get them out, says Ari, this is the power that we have in our neshama, that years after Beit HaMikdash was destroyed, we're still mourning and we're crying and we sit on the floor and we say, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, listen, what happened? He says, you don't even know how Beit HaMikdash looks like. He says, but I do understand. He says, Ari, your neshama understand. That's what Napoleon understood. He said, when he saw the Jewish people lying on the floor in Paris, he said, I understand that the nation is going to rebuild. He says, what is it? Is he crying or something? He didn't know. He says, no, I don't understand. I feel, my neshama, my soul feels, says, it feels those bad forces, what they did to me. I feel very much for HaKadosh Baruch Hu. So, of course, that what the Tisha B'Av is that I have to mourn and have to do this and this. Says, but if, sorry, read Megillat Techa, on Tisha B'Av, you understand, says Dari. Those are five really bad things happened to us. And there are five, if we may say, paths in Eretz Israel were destroyed by the Goyim. And I am mourning on those five paths. I expect HaKadosh Baruch Hu to comfort me that I suffered so much. But I can't expect HaKadosh Baruch Hu to comfort me on something that I damaged, His holy place upstairs. But yeah, until Mashiach will come, we'll suffer from those Goyim that the Zohar says, as the Gemara says. So you can't win them. The reason you cannot win them is because they're upstairs, inside Beit HaMikdash upstairs. That's why our neshama feels. That's why we're mourning about it. And then we're crying on the Tisha B'Av and sitting on the floor. It's like, oh, God, so why are you crying? He says, I feel the damage that was done upstairs as well as downstairs. This is the minhagim that we have before Tisha B'Av. It says to prepare ourselves to understand what we have to do. It's not just mourning. It says, listen, it's a week before Tisha B'Av. Some people, like the Shulchan Aruch says, that some people from Shiva Asar B'Tammuz understand, says Dari. Shiva Asar B'Tammuz was also, the 17th of Tammuz was also something happened, that the Choma broke already. That's the beginning of the destruction. Just every year I have to mourn about it. Every year I have to mourn about something that happened a few thousand years ago. And to say, listen, don't wear any clean shirts, any clean suits. He says, don't give it to the cleaner. So what's the problem? Give it to the cleaner. The Chinese, it's Korean. Let me give it. Shana said, no, you can't give it to a cleaner. I said, well, I can't give it to a cleaner. I'm not doing anything. I'm not going to even wear it. I just want to give next week. I want to give next week or this week in this Beit HaKnesset. I want to give my shirts to be ironed. I want to give my suit. is the Chinese. He's not a Jew anyway. And what's the problem? I'm not getting married. I'm not even taking it out from him. I'm going to take it out of Tisha, after Tisha B'Av. I'm going to take it next Friday. He says, you're not allowed to give it to him. This is Haim Shulchan Aruch. You may not give to the cleaner. I says, what's the problem? I don't understand. He doesn't make, there's no common sense in this. I says, a week before Tisha B'Av, or maybe 10 days before Tisha B'Av, I can't have meat. I understand it's 9 days. I understand it's Chodesh Shabbat. I understand very well. But what this has to do is 2,000 years after destruction. It's only the preparation for the Shabbat. That he's staying away from certain things, keeping away from certain things. This is just for us to feel what's coming up. It means this gives the energy and the boost on the Shabbat to understand the tragedy. To give us the power to mourn. And mourning, says Dari, is something crucial. That if we don't have the Shalom, says Dari, those five forces are getting stronger. It's not that I don't mourn, I don't mourn. That's what the Zohar says. The person has to be very careful on Tisha B'Av, not even to smile. Never mind to laugh. The Zohar says, chas v'shalom, somebody smile. So again, we're mourning. I understand, says Dari, very much. But I'd like to understand, it's already thousands of years, after the session of the Midrash, how can you expect somebody not to smile? You heard something funny, or he wants to be nice to everybody, he wants to smile, give a smile. What's wrong with it? I don't understand. You don't understand. Those five forces are to be put down tonight, today. By smiling, it means you just stay away at the moment and you don't concentrate on this tani. You don't concentrate, so those five forces have tremendous power. That's what the Maskil said. It's called Chodesh HaChamishi. It's not coincidence. It's Chodesh Av, it's called Chodesh HaChamishi. The fifth month. And it's number five again, playing a role. It says Chodesh HaChamishi, that's the fifth month that the tragedies started. In the days that the Rebbe did not forgive us. And the Rebbe Chodesh has forgiven us. He doesn't say, you don't understand. It says something that happened really on this month, says Dari. This is something that comes from those bad forces. And you have to be serious about it. It's serious businesses, though. You cannot just walk around and Tisha B'Av and say, okay, everything okay. He's walking around. Again, some Chachamim say, especially the people in Yerushalayim, they say the whole thing is up to Mincha, up to midday on Tisha B'Av. In Yerushalayim, people use up to this to cry the whole night. And mourn in the morning, it says, midday, they say, for sure, Nishmat Mashiach was born. Because if you complete and you do it right, and you feel it, you feel inside yourself that you are able to overcome those five bad forces, that those are the ones that did and do for us all the bad things, all the tragedies. Tisha B'Av, so-called Zari says, it's not, of course, I have to mourn. But it's not a sad day for the purpose to be sad. It says, I have to be sad because I have to mourn, and I have to mourn because I want to put down those five forces. And this is what Cesare and the Neviim try to explain to us. It says, what you do, or what the punishment you're going to get, is not because you do bad things, I'm going to punish you. They're going to punish you because you do bad things. Those bad things, they come from the root of those five forces. That's the Gemara says, I mean, that's the Midrash says, that five bad angels were alive, or they got the strength from Am Yisrael doing the golden calf, the Egel. And it started Shiva Asar Betamuz, that's what Chavel says. As of Shiva Asar Betamuz, some people do not eat meat, some people do have fat. Again, it's not the destruction. This is just the strength of those bad angels. And this is really what the old Chachamim say, that Tisha B'Av, during generations, through generations, constantly a tremendous tragedy. Again, it's not because just this day is a bad day. It says, this day is a bad day because this is the day that you're supposed to be, to have redemption. And the Kadosh Baruch expects from us to bring redemption. And redemption is going to be brought if you overcome those five forces. That's what Dari says, they have to be careful. This is not that I don't feel so good, I finish it early, by 8 o'clock already I can eat, I can drink. He says, you have to understand that this is crucial, this tanit is crucial. It's ladies that really don't have to fast all the time, some pregnant ladies that don't have to fast, some ladies that gave birth. sometimes don't have to fast. He says, but this Tisha B'Av is crucial. Again, it's not because I've mourn. I don't feel anything anyway. He says, I don't because I fast. I mean, to me, it's easy fast. We call it America easy fast. He says, it's easy for me. I don't feel anything. You don't understand. Those five things are necessary to overcome those five forces. It's not because this makes you upset. The society should make you upset, but the upset is only for you to remember what Tisha B'Av is all about, and you should have this job done on Tisha B'Av. That's what the Midrash says. If you do the job right, Mashiach is coming. In Yerushalayim, they used to paint. On Tisha B'Av in the afternoon, people used to go and buy paint, paint the houses. It says Mashiach was born. I know. I cried. I know. Remember when I was a little boy, I was in Yerushalayim, and see people already doing wash. I mean, Tisha B'Av had to do it. All people in Yerushalayim, Machne Yehuda and Maskirat Moshe, all these little villages around Yerushalayim, and said, I'm sure Mashiach is coming. I'm sure. So he said, it's true. If you do it right, Mashiach is going to come on the Shabbat. That's what the Midrash says. And the Gemara says the same thing. The Gemara says, Masechet Shabbat, but the Shabbat before Mashiach. That because we overcome those five big forces, this is the five fingers that we have on the left hand. So Tisha B'Av is a day that you should be happy, really, that we have a chance to overcome them. So the other day you don't have this chance. On Tisha B'Av you have the chance. That's we hinted by writing five chapters. Of course he could have written one chapter, or two, or ten chapters in Megillat Echa. This is just an obvious hint, says Dari, that this is the job that we have to do. So we have to read, says Dari, and we have to understand what did happen on Tisha B'Av. But this will help Mashiach, this is Rav Aminami.
Is
a minion, folks. How would